Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha on Hilchos Shabbos, again, we'll focus on a very important and relevant Halacha on Hilchos Muksa. And that is the question of having some frozen items that are ostensibly Muksa on the door of your freezer on Shabbos. So certain things, food-related, are Muksa on Shabbos. Things that are not usable. Things that aren't edible as is. For instance, if a person has, let's say, flour, it's in the freezer, it's muksa on Shabbos. You have raw fish, you have raw chicken, things of this nature, they are muksa on Shabbos because they're not suitable for use and for consumption on Shabbos. The question is, how then do I open the door of my freezer on Shabbos in order to procure something that's mutter if in the freezer there are these items that are muksa on Shabbos? So there are actually two halachas that are pertinent to this particular question. Both have to be addressed. Number one, there's a concept called basis ledover aser. If you have something that's the base of something that's muksa on Shabbos, so the base itself, even though it's inherently mutter, can't be moved because it's a basis for a davar muksa. And when you're a base to an item that's muksa, and you're its base at the onset of Shabbos, during Binah Shemashis, so for the duration of Shabbos, you're subordinate to that muksa item, and you're automatically considered muksa, even if that muksa item gets removed. You're inherently muksa because at the onset of Shabbos, you were a base, you were a basis to the Dvar Muksa. This particular halacha is not relevant in our case, and you don't have to worry about the halachas of the door being a base, a basis, to the items that are muksa that are contained in that door of the freezer. So if let's say you have a freezer door and you want to get the ice cream in the freezer, and you want to know, can I open the door on Shabbos, or is it muksa because in the door you have flour, you have raw chicken, etc., which are muksa, it's not a problem vis-a-vis hilchas, basis ledavar muksa, for the following reason. The door of the freezer is not a base to the things and muksa items that are in the freezer door, because the door primarily is not there to service the things that are in the door. But rather, the door of the freezer is primarily there to serve the freezer, to keep heat from coming into the freezer, to keep the temperature in the right way. And it's there to service the freezer, and it could be it's even considered servicing something that's connected to the karka, if it's a very large type of freezer. And certainly we don't view the door of the freezer as subordinate to the items in the freezer door. Rather, we primarily view the freezer door as subordinate to the freezer itself, and therefore it's not considered a basis to davar aser. The question then is there any problem at all moving the freezer door open or closed in order to procure something like ice cream that's in the freezer? So the potential issue over here is not basis, as we mentioned. Rather, the potential issue over here is the concept of tiltul muksa min hatzad. In other words, I'm moving the muksa via the door. When I open the door, I'm moving the muksa that's in the door. And when I'm closing the door, I'm moving the muksa that's in the door. I'm moving it, though, indirectly. That is the potential issue over here when you open and close the door. Am I violating Hilchas Muksa by virtue of the fact that I'm indirectly moving the muksa that's in the door? That's the question. Halacha l'maisa, most poskim are mekel. Most poskim are mekel. However, the Shvus Yitzchak does bring down from Rabbi Yashiv that l'chatchila, a person should try to avoid the question, because even though sometimes we allow tiltum min hatzad, if you don't have a viable alternative, we allow you to indirectly move the muksa item, such as in this case, we'll allow you to open and close the door of the freezer. Nevertheless, if it's possible to be menayer, to get the muksa item removed from the area and avoid moving it indirectly, that's what a person l'chatchila is supposed to do. And therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, l'chatchila, before Shabbos, a person should remove the muksa items like the flour, the raw fish, and the raw meat, or the raw chicken from the freezer door before Shabbos. If that's difficult, if it's not practical, if it's not feasible, you can be mekel, and you can move it on Shabbos as long as you don't move directly the muksa item. You're just moving the door in and out. What if you have something that's mutter in the freezer, you have ice cream, and in the freezer itself, there's muksa that's blocking your access to the ice cream. So let's say you have raw chicken or flour that's in the freezer, blocking and impeding your path to get to the ice cream. What are you supposed to do? The Paiskim say that the best etza is to do, again, tiltul min atzad, indirectly have the muksa item moved. So that would mean over here that you would, let's say, get a grasp of the ice cream, which is mutter. You try to take the ice cream with your hand and pull it. And if indirectly the muksa items get moved out of the way, that's mutter. That's mutter, even if you're blocking it from falling out of the freezer. That's okay. But since your main objective over here and your main movement is directly to the mutter item, which is the ice cream, and it's just that indirectly other stuff that is muksa get pushed away, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos.